I would like for you to think this morning on the question which the Lord asked the Apostle Peter. And I'm sure when the Lord asked him this question that the Apostle must have had some questions in his mind. When the Lord said to him, "Dost thou love me? Do you love me?" I can't even begin to imagine that the Apostle Peter would not have thought, "My goodness, I've been with you all this time, after all we've been through, and then you ask me if I love you?" And obviously, you know the answer which the Apostle gave him. "Well, Lord, you know I love you." And then the Lord gave him some instructions as to what he wanted him to do. I want to talk just a little bit this morning about this thing called love. And in the 14th chapter of the book of John, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." If you love me, keep my commandments. If I'd ask every single one of you here this morning if you love the Lord, I doubt there's a single one of you who'd have said, "No, I don't love the Lord." You'd all say, "Well, yes, I love the Lord." But sometimes what we say and what we do just don't correspond. Sometimes what we're doing is contradictory to what the Lord teaches in His Word. And Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." I always kid Leela a lot, and I hope that she always takes it in that sense that I am kidding with her. But we talk a lot about the commandments, and she always talks about the Ten Commandments, and I always talk about two. I want to just go back over in the Word of the Lord in the book of Matthew, and I'm not disputing, because the Ten Commandments were given long before the two. And if you can keep the ten, I'm certainly not going to be critical of you. You're doing a lot better job than I am, and so I wouldn't be in any position to be critical of you. Not just Leela, to any of you. There was a person who came to the Lord, a Pharisee who came to him and asked him, he said, "Which is the great commandment in the law? Which is the great one?" And I want you to listen to what Jesus said. "This is the first and the great commandment." And what he said was, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." That's the first one. That's the great commandment. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your strength, and all your soul. And that's what the Lord said. That's not what I said. That's not what Matthew said. That's what the Lord said. "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Now, I want you to notice that in each one of those, love is involved. And you know, when I preach and I teach that when God saves the individual, the first thing that He does, He places peace in the individual's heart. That's salvation. That's what happens when God takes that old stony heart and changes it into a heart of flesh. When He takes and gives us feelings. But it's, first of all, is peace. Salvation is peace in our hearts. Then He places love and joy and happiness and all these other things in our hearts. So love is of God. It isn't something that we can just decide that we're going to manufacture, or that we're going to make up, or that we're going to do, because it has to come from God. But we do then find in His Word where He teaches us that we ought to love Him with everything there is about Him. That's the first commandment. We're to love Him. And the second one is that we are to love one another. We're to love our neighbor. You may remember there was one person who came to the Lord and said, "Well, who then is my neighbor?" And that's all taught in the Word of the Lord. And you know the answer to that. But let me assure you this morning that each one of us, as a child of God, that God placed love in our heart, but we also are still subject unto all of the sins of this world and the temptations of Satan. And there are going to be many times that we're not going to demonstrate nor exhibit the love that God had originally placed in our hearts. Jesus said again, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Keep the commandments. Love him with everything there is about you, and love your neighbor. I want you to listen to what the Apostle Paul said whenever that he was talking about love. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Over in the love chapter. In the book of Corinthians, 13th chapter. Nope, I'm sorry. Told you wrong. Well, I just got it wrong there. It's 1 Corinthians. Got ahead of myself. Won't you listen? Here's the way that the Lord, through the Apostle Paul, described love. Charity, that's what he calls love. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Now there's your definition of love. We talk about love and we want to say, oh, we love everybody. It's not true. That's not true. You may say that, but doing that is something entirely different. And whenever that you go back then and then you begin to put the definition of love here to what the Apostle Paul wrote, we're going to find out that it's not quite as simple and it's not quite as easily to do as we might think. But God teaches us in His Word that we are to love Him, and to show that we love Him, we will follow His commandments. And what was the second commandment? The second commandment, we shall love our neighbor as ourselves. I want you to turn over now to the book of John, the little John. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't want to go to the little John. I've got a note here. I can't even read my own notes this morning. That's terrible. And just as sure as I promised you that I was going to quit doing so much flipping around in here to find out that I do more of it all the time, so please forgive me and stay with me. It isn't like that I don't know that where that book is. It's in here. But now listen. In the book of John, in the third chapter, well, I said it was in here. Maybe somebody took it out on me here. In the 14th verse, John writing said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. That's how you're going to know that you've been born again, that you've been saved, that you have accepted the Lord. Whatever terminology that you want to use. You know, sometimes God just makes things so simple and so plain that we just complicate it to where that nobody can understand it. Sometimes all we need to do is just take His Word at face value and see what He says. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Now, I always get that argument whenever the people want to talk about the security of the believer. Well, the Bible says that a murderer will not be in heaven. Well, you better go back and see what it says that a murderer is then. And they're correct. There won't be any murder in heaven, but that's not somebody who went out here and took somebody else's life. The Bible says, he that hateth his brother. And he that hateth his brother does not have life in him. We need to get it all together, folks, and we need to just understand it. We just need to quit trying to make the Word say what we want it to say and accept it for what it says. I tell people every once in a while that I'm one of these people who does believe in divine healing. I believe all healing is divine. But I also believe that there is a way taught in the Word of the Lord where that the church and where that it can be done. But I find that 99.9% of the people who are practicing it and who are preaching it are preaching it and practicing it wrong. They don't go to see what the Word says. There is a proper procedure in the Word of the Lord. And it doesn't say that whenever I feel like that maybe you need to have a healing service that you have one. Now, whenever that people tell me that they love the Lord and they hate their brother, the Bible says the truth is not in them. They are a murderer. They are a liar. That's just as plain and simple as can be. I didn't make it up. That's what the Bible says. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We need to understand then what the Lord is saying here. I want to read some more. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. We'll talk about love this morning. Let's talk about what the Word of the Lord says about love, not what we like to think about. I tell people all the time, and I've always kidded about this, I said, I've been in love all my life. Man, I started out in the first grade school, and I had a little girlfriend, and I was in love with her, and I fought for her every day. Fight one recess and stay in the next one. That was a punishment you got for fighting. And as I got older, she wouldn't have me, and I wouldn't have her. But, and that's one kind of love. There are different types of love. But what the Bible is talking about here is talking about the agape love, the unconditional love, the love that only can come from God. That's what he's talking about here. You can't just make these things. You can't just decide, you know what, I'm going to love my neighbor. Well, you can try to decide that. And you probably love him as long as everything's going okay. As long as you don't have to have too many dealings with him, and as long as he leaves you alone, you leave him alone, you can love him. Well, that's not the kind of love that God is talking about here. He's talking about that kind of love that comes from him. And he'll keep that in your heart and your life, and it will grow. I love this church more today than I did when I came here 20 plus years ago. I loved it then, but I love it a lot more today than I did then. I love you people more than I did when I first met you. And I hope that that's mutual, that it's not just one-sided, but because I learned that, and I said when I came here, you know, I have a challenge to overcome a lot of the skepticism and the negativism that there is about me. When I went to California, when Shirley and I went out there our first time, before I got to California, word was already there that I was coming. And I knew just as sure as I'm standing here this morning that because that word had already gone before, there were people who knew a lot of things about me that weren't even close or remotely true. But that's the way the people like to spread word, you know. And so the first thing I had to do was overcome some of the negative stuff. Now, not that I'm perfect. I'm certainly not, and I don't even pretend to be. I've got enough faults about me that it's a full-time job just to take care of me. I don't have to worry about taking care of you. But let me tell you something. We sometimes just need to understand that it's not always easy to do these things. But God placed love in our heart. And when we will allow God to take and to use us and we will do what He teaches, He will cause us to grow and it will become stronger and it will be a much greater love than we've ever experienced before. Now listen, John, and he was writing, said, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love." You know, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Oh, you know what? You didn't love Him first. He loved you first. Yeah. You didn't choose Him. He chose you. We just got this thing all turned around backwards anymore. And that's what we love to, that's what we love to tell people. And that's what preachers like to get up and preach is, oh, you know, all you got to do is love the Lord. Well, let me give you an understanding. You can't love Him till He first loves you. So, oh, he loves the world. No, you don't love the world. The world is His enemy. The world is Satan's domain. What in the world is wrong with our people? Are we not reading the Scripture at all? Where do we get some of these ideas? Because somebody who doesn't have anything better to do than to make up something that pleases people and it will be appealing to them says these things, and we just are gullible enough, we just swallow hook, line, and sinker. Let me tell you something. The last enemy that is going to be destroyed is death. And you know what causes death? Sin. That's why that we have death today. That's why there's always been death from the very time that God created man and placed him in the garden and sin came into the world. Sin is what brings these things about. And that's the enemy of God. He'll destroy it one of these days. He'll destroy it, but it's not going to be me and you that's going to destroy it. But He loves us. He loves us because we are His children. And we became His children because He loved us before we loved Him. But after that, He saved us. He said, if you love the Lord, then you follow His commandments. Peter, do you love me? Why, Lord, you know I love you. There is, I said, there's not one of you here this morning who say, why? Preacher, I love the Lord. I've always loved the Lord. Well, he says, then you keep my commandments. And my commandments are this, you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, and all your soul, and you love your neighbor as yourself. No exemption. No getting around that. He didn't say, well, if you want to, if you'd like to, if you feel like it, if they haven't mistreated you, then you can. No, no, no. You don't get that privilege. We like to take it sometimes, but I want you to listen to what the Word of the Lord says. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us and His love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed that the love that God hath to us, God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God and God in him. You know, just over and over, back and forth again. Well, us and him, him and us. Because of love. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Think about that. You know, with all the definition Paul gave us, now John comes along and said that there's no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Yeah. Oh, John. He didn't just have to go back and read what the Apostle Paul wrote in the definition of love. He didn't have to go back and listen to what the Apostle Peter responded to the question when Jesus said to him, do you love me? My Lord, you know I love you. Well, then I've got work for you to do. Got you some more things to do. And what was the rest of his question? He said, lovest thou these? Lovest thou me more than these? Now, y'all can just arrive at your own conclusions what these were. Lovest thou me more than these? Well, who was he referring to there? What was he referring to? I'm of the opinion, and this is just my opinion, Mark, that what he was saying, do you love those fish more than you love me? Remember, Peter was a professional fisherman. And you know what he had done? After the Lord had been crucified, Peter said, you know what? I'm going back to my old way of life. I'm going back to fishing. I'm going back. And he went out there. And when he went, the other disciples, well, if he's going to do it, we'll go too. Yeah, if he can do it, we can too. The Lord never told Peter to go back and start fishing again. The Lord said, if you love me, you follow me. And so after that, he had been out there and had not been successful until the Lord helped out. He came back there and he's standing there and the Lord said, do you love these more than me? Now, some preachers and some writers will tell you he was talking about the other disciples. He said, do you love these other disciples more than you love me? And that may be right. I don't know. I'm not going to try to put you in a corner and have you give your interpretation. You can just interpret it however you want. But you had to have something. He said, lovest thou me more than these? So whether it was the fishing or whether it was the men who were fishermen, the important thing was that he loved the Lord. And the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, we know what the commandment to the Apostle Peter had been. The Lord had told him to forsake everything to come follow him. And he said, I'll make you to become fishers of men. Do you love me? That's the question that I want you to think about this morning. If you love the Lord, you've got to love the brethren. You've got to love one another. You've got to love your neighbor. And you can just stand and you're blue in the face and argue with me and say, well, I don't believe that's right. I don't care whether you believe it's right or not. That's what the scripture says. That's not what I've concocted up here. And I believe that this word will stand when the world's on fire and when men get to judgment. This book is going to be the books that are going to be open. Books, it's not singular. It's what's going to be open and we'll be judged according to what's written in the books. It's not going to be somebody that sit all out here, one of these angels that sit down and took all the shorthand as I did every one of my acts that I'm going to stand there and be judged for. I'm going to be judged according to the things that are written in this book. That's the standard. That's the high mark that's going to be there. And every one of those that are lost are going to have the same books there that are going to judge them. And that will determine the degree of punishment that they'll receive in hell. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I believe this word. I believe it. I don't understand it all. Well, we sing a song, you know, by and by, when the morning comes, you know, we'll understand it all better by and by. Well, it's going to have to be in the by and by for me because there's a lot of it I don't understand down here. But I guarantee you this one thing. If there's one thing I know this morning, we can kid everybody else there is in the world, but you're not kidding the Lord for one single second. So you can say how much you love the Lord all you want to, but if you don't love the brethren, if you don't love your neighbor, you're a liar according to the word of the Lord. I didn't call you that. That's what the word says. Well, that's kind of a tough note to end on, but that's going to be the end.